Michael Hendrikse has been with us before. He joins us once again to discuss the electoral process from here. Michael, welcome back to the show. How are you today?
Hi, good morning, and good morning to your listeners here. Getting a bit tired, but yeah.
You dare not tire now, sir. Now is when the run begins. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about this. You're now combing through the lists that have been received.
Right.
How long will that take before we're able to see that tabled for the election?
Yeah, look, there's still a couple of processes. So today we ensure that we've captured all the lists, and then we issue what is called non-compliance notice. These are the candidates who, for example, didn't submit certain documents, like, for example, in the case of like an ID, if we can't figure out what your ID number, etc. So we will issue non-compliance notices to those, only to those particular parties or candidates, not everybody, and they have until tomorrow to come back to us with whatever outstanding documents they have. So that's by Wednesday. Then on Thursday, interestingly, we need to then, they need to then submit by Thursday. Then Friday, we then notify parties where candidates appear on more than one party list. In other words, you are a candidate for party A, B, and C. And sometimes the parties are not aware that their candidate is standing for somebody else as well.
I didn't know that. Okay.
But yeah, so we tell them on Friday, and then the parties will have an opportunity until then Saturday to come and sort out a revised thing or whatever. So we tell them on Friday, and then they have to come back for us, and they come back and say, okay, no, we don't want Mr. X anymore, and we're replacing him with him. It's not an opportunity.
You can't submit a whole new list.
Or anything like that. It's those particular candidates that may pop out, and you can put somebody in his or her place there and there. So it's not an opportunity now to come and redo the whole thing.
Does that person need to have been on the list already, or can they completely, select a fresh person?
No, it can be a new person. So if you have a list and say your candidate number 12 is the one that has sort of went walkabout, and the party can then say, listen, instead of number 12, we are putting in Jack Smith or whatever, and pop you. Or they can even say, listen, no, just take him out, and everybody moves up one spot, sort of, up the ladder type of thing.
I'm making a substitution hand gesture here behind the mic. Talk to me, Michael, now. Let's talk about qualifications, because a number of things, I know you were talking about non-compliance and duplicates and stuff. One of the things that disturbs many of our listeners, of course, is the fact that we've seen such nefarious activity amongst our councillors. They want to be sure that the requirements of integrity are being upheld. That will also be tested at this particular time, won't it?
Yeah, look, no, what we look at is what is set out in the Constitution, for example, that you must be a South African citizen. You must, in fact, be a registered voter in that municipality. So you can't come from somewhere else and stand here. And then you cannot be an unrehabilitated insolvent. And then also, if you were convicted of an offense and you were sentenced to 12 months or more direct imprisonment, in other words, there was no option of a fine. It wasn't like, oh, you're sent to 5 years or this or that. And then that particular record must have not been older than 5 years. So anybody that, for example, has been sentenced to, 20 months or 2 years imprisonment in the last year or so, direct imprisonment without an optional fine, they won't be eligible to stand as a candidate. But that is about it. For the rest, in terms of, the integrity and qualifications, etc., that is really up for the political parties. Listeners should be checking with their political parties on what basis they sort of put forward a name of somebody, because that would typically be within an internal party nomination process where they sort of determine who their person is.
But I'm glad what I needed there was for you to remind us of those exclusions. And then finally, on Sunday or Monday, a listener called in just saying that their printed out list wasn't entirely matching with what they'd done online. Have those digital glitches been solved?
Oh, yeah. Look, because there was a sort of delay, what would happen is that there was a delay between once you've updated your information and what we then would be able to. Remember, we are busy with a process where we have to sort of now clean up the voters roll so that because people have opportunity to inspect the voters roll and then also to make objections. If you find somebody on there that shouldn't be there, there is an opportunity for you to make objections until tomorrow, and then by Friday the commission will decide those are particular objections, and then we will certify the voters roll on Sunday the 26th. So yes, we're still busy with that particular process too. But yeah.
I know you have to go, Michael Hendrickser. Thank you so much. Western Cape Provincial Electoral Office.